Hey, man.
Oh, God. Is it Friday again?
It is Friday.
God.
The weekend is starting.
Oh, I got so much stuff to do this weekend.
You're not trooping, though, right?
Yeah, I am.
Again?
Yeah.
3 weekends in a row?
Yeah.
Wow.
If you are, well, I don't know when this is coming out, but we're doing the trunk or treat. So
here in town?
Here in town, yep. So if you want to come.
There's several of them. Which one are you?
The one on Open Sale.
The one over at that church?
Mm-hmm. And they had like a crap load of people last year. Oh, my God.
They get a literal ton.
Oh, it's just, it was like 10,000 people that showed
crazy.
Up yesterday. They had the big trash cans, like the 55-gallon trash cans full of candy that they were going through.
Wow.
Yeah, because the church, it's a huge event for the church.
It's a huge church.
Yeah, it's a huge church, and they invite the entire city, and
you say free anything in this city, people line up with their hands out.
But the thing is, it was so big last year, I couldn't believe it. And apparently it's supposed to be between 2 and 4 tomorrow. We didn't get out of there till like 10:30 last time. So I even messaged the guy who's putting it. It's like, you remember last year where it was between 2 and 4?
That's all the time they guaranteed candy. After that, it's
all a free-for-all. But the thing is, they invite everybody in. Or of course, we're going to be in our Star Wars characters. But they invite every group. Says, hey, if you want to set up, it's a trunk or treat. All they have to do is bring their car, and there it is. But the thing is, I'm bringing my canopy and stuff like that, because it's still going to be tomorrow between 2 and 4, so it's going to be pretty hot.
The sun will be up.
Well, at least
you guys will be in costume. Yeah, so. That's even worse. Those things don't breathe.
No, they don't.
If I had mine done, I'd go.
Yeah.
But I don't. Maybe next year.
Yeah. All right, so welcome to Talk Nerdy to Me. This week we're going to be talking about not that much stuff. There wasn't much stuff going on this week, huh?
Kind of slow. I mean, you're going into fall. A lot of the shows are coming back on now.
Yeah,
but nothing really notable standing out too much.
No. I'm binge watching 90 Day Fiancé. That's pretty funny.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I thought that was hilarious.
I can't stand those shows.
I was sitting there, like, watch the first season, like, all at once. I was like, oh, I got
this. I just yell at the TV the whole time. What are you doing? She's catfishing.
Exactly,
dude.
Right? I'm at season 2 right now where it's the.
Stop sending her money.
I'm at season 2 right now where this, like, 45-year-old divorced mother of 3 teenage girls is talking to some Muhammad guy from Tunisia, and he's like, he's a good looking dude, and she's like some monster, and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe it. And I'm only in episode 2, but I can see that going very wrong. But that's just me.
Well,
that's
the whole show.
Yeah, that's the whole show. It's like, oh, somebody's gonna get a.
They hit the editing room floor if there's no problems. They don't. The ones that work out, it doesn't make good TV.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty funny. I'm just sitting there, like, I'm just yelling at the screen. It's like, oh my God. You know,
I don't even watch. She watches it, and I just hear it in the background while I'm playing Blossom Blast.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, I look up and I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah. So yeah, that's that. Anything you're watching right now?
Really, just the last season for Good Place.
I love The Good Place.
Yeah.
I binge that on Netflix, and then I'm watching it on NBC Universal now.
You know who writes Good Place?
Mm.
You watch The Office, right?
Yeah.
Dwight's cousin, Moe's.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, he was a producer on The Office, too.
Yeah,
so.
The Good Place is his.
Yeah, I thought that was, they were all like, how do we make a afterlife philosophy thing cool, right? But it was, what season are you on?
The third.
I'm about to say, it's like big spoilers in the first season, but it's pretty good. You should watch it. It's pretty funny.
It's definitely worth a watch.
Yeah. It's not your typical sitcom. So
no.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah, especially what's the guy's name from
Ted Danson?
No, from Florida. Oh,
he plays Jahani.
Yeah,
his name is Jason, the DJ.
I love that guy. He's so like. He's what I strive to be one day. Just
an idiot,
a gorgeous idiot. All right, so let's talk about Walking Dead numbers. What is this?
Okay, I think by this time episode 2 is out, maybe even 3.
Oh, I didn't even know that it came back out.
Yeah,
I thought it had
the newest season. Was it season 11, 10 or 11? The newest season.
I don't know. I haven't watched it in like two or three seasons.
Everybody's up in arms like, oh my God, you know, Walking Dead is, their numbers are dropping. It's horrible. But you look at their numbers are still better than most of the shows that are. They had 3 to 4 million viewers. CW is lucky to get that on theirs.
Yeah, but CW is not as big as AMC, though.
Well, what they didn't take into account with those numbers for Walking Dead is AMC releases it online 3 days early. So I guess you can stream it 3 days before it hits TV.
Really?
And then it also doesn't count the numbers for the week after of the people who DVR'd it.
Yeah.
And watched it. So those numbers are
because a lot of people don't want to stay up that late to watch it. They'll watch it like the next, or watch commercials, yeah.
Because I don't know, you don't have cable now.
It's so funny you say, it's funny that you say watch commercials. I haven't watched commercials in, No, I'm lying because I do that Hulu dollar a month thing, so I do watch commercials on Hulu, right. But I rarely watch Hulu. I watch YouTube, which I watch commercials on, and Netflix, which doesn't have any commercials. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, they're, you know, 4 million, not...
But how's the show? Have you been watching it?
It's Walking Dead. It has its ups and downs.
And is this an up or a down?
It's kind of... I know where they're building. Yeah, I know where they're building with the whispers.
Yeah.
Because you have...
Because you read the comics?
Yeah. and it follows... Kind of close to the comics, not exactly. But they're trying to show you the ominous threat that the Whisperers are.
Yeah.
And give a little... Right now, they're kind of giving you some history on the main characters in the Whisperers. You know, Alpha and Beta.
And Ryan Hurst's Beta, and who's Alpha?
Samantha Morton, I think. Mm-hmm. And she plays a part well. And you haven't seen Ryan Hurst's face yet. And you find out about his... I won't spoil it, but you find out... His mask and his shirt, why he wears those specific things.
Probably his brother or father, something like that.
Something close to that. But anyway, I was just amazed that they're, you know, already crying, the downward spiral, they're going to die.
Well, I mean,
they're doing better than every other show still.
But the thing is, it's all to sell views, sell clicks. Oh, you know, the end of Walking Dead? ? You know, it's all clickbait stuff. So if people still enjoy it, people still enjoy it. And it's a money machine for them because I guarantee you, Walking Dead, the license of Walking Dead, they probably do more in merchandising than they do anything else.
Oh yeah.
If I go to freaking any Hot Topic, that's half the store is Walking Dead stuff or Pops or figures there's still figures at Walgreens that brand new figures that just come out, and you know it's one of those things where they'll make their money. The show is just there for the merchandising. Merchandising.
Yeah, well, now they're talking about spinning off a third Walking Dead show. Fear of the Walking Dead wasn't bad. I watched the first couple seasons, and then I lost interest.
Well, I heard it got really good starting, like, season 4, and like, that they were doing a lot of crossovers. So.
Well, yeah, as I know, Lenny James, who plays the guy with the stick, he crossed over. The guy with the burnt face crossed over.
Yep.
But I quit watching when they killed that kid that I couldn't stand, Chris. As soon as he died, I'm like, oh, I'm good. I don't need to see anymore.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, it's going to happen. It's an ebb and flow. So I'm just, I don't know. I don't know. The problem is, I think, is there's just so much out there. And that's probably also why, you know. And then we were also talking a couple weeks ago how trends come and go. The zombie trend might be going out, and something else is going to come in. Like, you know,
what's old is new again.
Yeah, like anime or something like that.
Speaking of which,
look at that
Segway. He segued, guys.
I segued.
I don't know if you heard about that or not.
I sure did. Yep.
Studio
Ghibli is going on HBO Max, which is
pretty much their whole library.
It is the whole library, which is funny because I have
new ones coming out that is kind of up in the air.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be exclusive to HBO Max because Studio Ghibli is a Disney-owned.
The way I understood it was it's the American.
It's not Disney-owned. It's Disney-licensed. Studio Ghibli is still by. Comment down below if
Disney has their fingers in on it.
Yeah, because I went to Savers or something like that, and they had a. Spirited Away, and it says Disney Studios or Disney.
They have the North American distribution rights.
Yeah, so because I think they're their own thing, but
I think HBO Max has the streaming rights.
Yeah.
So I'm not a lawyer. I don't know all the different things, but I guess those are separate. But you've got to imagine Disney wants that on their
plans. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. But it's already been announced for HBO
Max. And HBO is owned by Warner.
Yeah, Warner Media.
Yeah, yep. Competing. So that's kind of big.
Yeah, that was a huge thing online when they said that they're releasing the entire thing. And have you watched a lot of Studio Ghibli films?
I've seen one or two. I mean, they look really good. The stories are always good.
Yeah, the stories are amazing. And the way they dubbed it for American viewers is really nice because, I mean, a lot of original stuff, you know, it was just closed caption, which sometimes made sense, sometimes didn't make sense. But, of course, you can't enjoy the whole film if you're reading, you know, the entire time. And that's the whole thing. Yeah. It's like it's mostly everything's up here, but you're reading a little line down there. And if there's something a lot going on and there's a lot of dialogue, you're kind of missing it. So when Disney dubbed it for American viewers, you know, there's a lot of big names attached to, like, Spirited Away.
Howl's Moving Castle.
You have Kiki's Special Delivery. You have
Neighbor Totoro.
Yeah, My Neighbor Totoro. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good ones, not just those.
And that's a huge get for HBO Max.
Yeah, I'm really surprised that Disney didn't pony up for it, because that's a weird one that Warner or Time Warner would.
Maybe they overlooked it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Disney's got so much stuff right now.
I don't know how they would, because they have the American rights. You know, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, distribution rights and streaming rights are all
different things. Maybe they just paid them more.
Warner's got to compete.
They do, and that's another, $11 a month?
Yeah.
Hey, Disney's going to get my $7 a month coming November 6th.
Could have been $3, but they're going to get $7 for me, too.
Oh, did you finally sign up?
No. No, but I'm going to.
Slacker.
There's another streaming service deal with Netflix.
Okay.
What is this? It's a very popular comic called Bone.
Mm.
They're very simple looking. Like, they almost look like this is like a letter C. They're white. But it's kind of fantasy based.
Yeah.
But it's really popular. And Netflix is getting the streaming rights for this.
Oh, okay.
The rights for that, they've been talking about making movies. I mean, every big studio has kind of been attached to it at one point.
Yeah.
And just always fell through.
Well, I mean,
Netflix will be getting the series.
Netflix, it's Netflix actually just released a couple numbers that they had. Do you want to know how much Stranger Things, how many people viewed Stranger Things last season?
Season three?
I
heard it got a lot of viewers.
Take a wild guess.
I was one of them.
Yeah, I was one of them.
Let's see. Well, if Walking Dead got 4 million, I'm going to guess probably 5 to 6 million per episode.
64 million.
Over the whole,
yep.
Is that per episode or
nope. That's
the whole?
That's the whole thing.
Divided by 10, so it's about six million.
Well, no, it's 64 million watched the entire season.
Oh my God.
64 million
people. How
many people
are in America? That's like
350 or something like that, but this is worldwide. So 64 million people watched Stranger Things.
Like, I think only 3 million people live in New Mexico, so.
So 20 states.
Wow.
Yeah. They released that number and everybody was just gobsmacked on how. And that's.
And now you know why they got renewed.
Well, also.
Supposedly season 4 is the last.
Yeah, season 4 is the last because it's the kids, they're growing. Okay, and a lot of kids are already hitting puberty, and it's really awkward. But either way, 64 million people watched the entire
season.
That
is crazy.
So, but Netflix is notorious for not giving out their numbers. Because it's a privately held company. They don't have to share their numbers, and they don't. And that's why that whole Netflix not having 3 seasons is because if the first 2 seasons don't make it, but they don't even share the numbers to the people who are making the shows.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of...
Yeah, because what they were saying is that Netflix doesn't want to show their hand. If they said... Because Netflix is... All they're doing is buying the rights to streaming.
You don't give anybody leverage?
No. Well, the thing is, if they're just buying the rights to stream it, until the third season, if it's really, really popular, then that's when the actors are going to want to renegotiate their contracts and stuff like that. But if they said Netflix is like, well, I'm just going to buy this for 1 or 2 seasons, see how it goes. And that's why they don't renew a lot of season 3s, because they don't want to renegotiate.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but 64 million for Stranger Things, and this will be the last season. But
that is freaking crazy.
Yeah.
So it'd be hard to find somebody who hasn't seen it then.
Yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, that's what everybody was talking about. That's all people were talking about Stranger Things.
That means they have at least 64 million subscribers then.
They have over 250 million subscribers.
Oh, they put that number out?
Yeah. Yeah, a quarter billion subscribers.
So 25% of all subscribers watched the whole season. Dang. Yep.
But then a lot of people actually literally just got Netflix just for Stranger Things. Also, did you hear that Stranger Things might be changing up after Disney Plus comes out on how they release their seasons? They're going to go back to weekly. They're not going to dump it all at once, which I think is fine.
There's pros and cons.
There are pros and cons. You know what I think they should do is that they should do release like two or three at a time. Because people watch it, they'll binge watch it.
From week to week, sometimes I forget.
Yeah.
That's why they do recaps at the beginning of the
Exactly. Month, so. But I mean, Netflix is just huge. But I mean, after Disney Plus, who wants to have Disney?
Have Disney Plus said whether they're going to release them all at once?
Nope, they're going to do weekly.
Weekly?
Yeah. I mean, they want that monthly income.
They want you coming back.
Yeah, they don't want to drop it all at once and then you just cancel next time. So.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of crazy. I think the streaming is kind of it's where the tides are changing to is all streaming. I do want to mention before the HBO Max is I have HBO Now. Which is I paid the $15 a month because I never remembered to take it off. But series finale for Ballers.
I love that show.
They finish up the series. Season finale for The Righteous Gemstones.
I watched the first few.
It's crazy. You should watch it. It's pretty funny. But the new show coming out next Sunday because it's. HBO Sunday Night is a huge thing. Is the new, the one with the smiley face.
Happy?
No.
Watchmen?
The Watchmen. The new Watchmen series is coming out on Sunday.
I haven't watched. I'm on the fence on
it. I'm on the fence on it just because I don't like the.
Don Johnson?
I like Don Johnson, but I don't like the protagonist, Martin Lawrence's wife was.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't like her. I don't know why.
Compelling. She doesn't have that it factor.
Yeah, not for me at least. But yeah, so that's going to come out. So we might talk about that next week. Let's go on to the next one. Green Arrow and Canaries. I'm guessing this is a CW thing,
yeah,
or is this a comic book thing?
Green Arrow's ending. So
okay,
they're spinning that out. It's going to be one of the. There's like three. Female superhero type characters on there, and one of them's going to take on the mantle of Green Arrow because he's retiring out of it, and then the other two girls from the show. I just don't know if they're going to be enough to carry the series.
I don't know.
Secondary characters on the show.
Yeah,
now you want to thrust them into the limelight, and I quit watching it several seasons ago anyway.
Yeah, I never got into the CW stuff, man. You know what I don't like about it is the way it's shot. It's the way because I don't like care for the way it's shot. I don't know. It's just me thing. But everybody's like, oh, you should. If you want to watch like Green Arrow or no, not Green Arrow, like Daredevil, watch the HBO one or not HBO, the Netflix one where it's really violent.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's more in lines of like Punisher, stuff like that. I'd rather watch that on. HBO or Netflix or whatever
comes out. So, yeah, that's coming out. I don't know if that's spelling the end of...
So, No More Lobo?
Maybe Jump the Shark. That was on Sci-Fi, and no, it got canceled hard. They dropped that so hard.
All right, let's move on. Yeah, I don't know about it either. Let's move on. Oh, yeah, this big old controversy, Fortnite. We are not really a gaming thing, but even we heard about this. You even posted something on Zia Comics. So, apparently, Fortnite... Season 2 came out, and what they were saying is, like, look, they have to have server maintenance anyway. So a couple, I think it was like 6-7 months ago, there was a crack in the dome.
They've had several events like that with the tube showing up and now the dome
crack. The dome crack, and then all of a sudden at the end of the season, it just went blank. It went blank for 2 days.
Meteors hit, yeah. And
it went it went blank for 2 days, like 36
hours. Yeah, 36 to 40
over Columbus
hours.
Day weekend, where you had every screaming kid.
They're like, oh,
yeah. They couldn't do this like between like a Tuesday and a Wednesday.
No,
they
had to
do. Yeah, they had to do it over a.
But they got a ton of publicity.
Oh my God, so much. And I was even thinking about, I was like, hey, maybe I'll download it.
Well, I had it on there.
Yeah.
And when they said it was down, I was like, oh no, no way. And I loaded it up. I'm like, yeah, it's just a black hole. And then Tuesday, they're like, hey, it's back up. So I went and looked. They changed. I had.
Well, it's a new map and stuff like that. Yeah.
Brand new map. You have to explore it to open it up.
Yeah.
New interface. It's.
You can swim, apparently, now. I never played it, so.
And drive in the boat.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to play now.
Yeah.
I can't finish higher than 12th. And that's just with me running and hiding everywhere.
Yeah, so it was a huge controversy, but you know, it's a brilliant marketing scheme, because everybody and their mother was talking about it. Even like me, I don't care for Fortnite. I'm over.
Instead of saying, hey, we're going down for 2 days for maintenance, they're like,
let's make this an event.
Yeah, no announcements. Meteors hit, and then black hole.
You should. There's some great videos about kids losing their mind because they couldn't play. So I mean that's on the borderland. Yeah, that's on the border of like you might have a small addiction.
Small.
Yeah.
Now, Fortnite's taken over the world.
Yeah.
They had that $30 million world.
250 million people play Fortnite worldwide. Yeah. That's insane.
That's really, really big.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. Matrix 4. Yeah, they were talking about the redoing another Matrix. But
did you see the casting?
Mm-mm.
Keanu Reeves is coming back.
I would hope so. Karen Moss, yeah. Neo.
They haven't said anything about Fishburne yet.
Yeah. Oh, they have that Fishburne.
But, well, they're thinking maybe they're going to cast somebody to be a younger version of Lawrence Fishburne. But anyway, they also said they were casting NPH.
Really?
Neil Patrick Friggin Harris.
I don't even remember the last thing I seen what NPH was in.
How I Met Your Mother?
No, I watched.
Harold Kumar?
No, I watched the Dr. Horrible sing along.
Oh, I love that. That's pretty old though.
But he's trying to think what he's been in lately.
Lately, movie wise, Starship Troopers.
That was like 97.
Yeah, that's way back. I don't know if he's.
I don't know.
Probably a lot of Broadway.
Yeah, he's doing a lot. I think he's doing
commercials and
Broadways. I know. I keep on seeing him on the Facebook commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like. I don't know that
he's done any movies lately.
I might be interested to see him in Matrix.
He's a great actor.
Yeah.
I love him, but.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
What character is he going to play in Matrix?
I don't know. Well, it might be a new character.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that might be interesting. I'm waiting for Bill and Ted's to come out before Matrix 4.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about. I want to move over to the
Life of Gaelic.
Yes, let's talk about El Camino.
So what'd you think?
I think. What did I think about it? I think it was a good closing of the series.
Totally different tone than the series.
Totally different tone. I love to see all the people back. I love to
Badger
see
Badger and Skinny Pete.
Skinny Pete, Brian Cranston.
I actually liked Skinny Pete in El Camino. I didn't like him in the series, but
you're my hero, man. But no, it was pretty good.
And Robert Forster didn't even get the dude who played the Disappearer.
Yeah,
who helped him. Well, spoilers: the one who helped Jesse escape.
Yeah. Well, the first time when he didn't come with him, so he was looking for him again.
1800
bucks.
Yeah,
that's all it took.
A deal.
Yeah,
he didn't even get to see the premiere. He died like the day before.
Really? I didn't even know that. That
was
also
Jackie Brown. I loved him,
Jackie Brown. Yeah, he almost played like the same character.
Almost, yeah.
Well,
very stoic.
Yeah. So, but man, it's what a great closing. And
you get
I think
find out there's somebody worse than Walter White, freaking Todd.
Oh man, I love
Todd. Straight up cold. That guy is just cold blooded.
Well, the thing is, like Todd. Okay, again, you need to watch it. You haven't watched it, just you can skip forward.
Go watch
this one.
8, 10 seasons.
Oh
pretty bad.
But Todd, he was the cousin of the white supremacist guy,
Uncle Jack,
and you know, of course,
Walter took him on to teach him how to cook
and stuff like that.
But he sucked at it.
Yeah, but Todd is a certifiable psychopath. he's a murderer, but he
with no remorse. Just
the thing is, the only I think I hate saying this. The only thing I had a problem with is you're talking about literally from this follows the last episode of Breaking Bad to this movie. It all happens within like 2 days of the last episode. Well, the problem you have with that is that it's been 8 years.
Yeah,
7-8 years. A lot of people gained a couple pounds and got a little older. So it kind of got me out of it because Todd in the last episode, of course, spoiler, this happened like 10 years ago, where Jesse kills him. He looked really trimmed and young and fit,
buff, yeah.
And a lot more buff. And this one, he looked like he was on his second divorce.
A little pudgy.
And it was great because I was sitting there every time. Well, and that kind of took me out of Breaking Bad. And the only thing I could think of was Black Mirror. That's the only thing.
Yeah, so he was in that episode.
That's the only thing I could think of. I was sitting here like, and then they showed the little what was it?
Tarantula.
The tarantula with little characters in it. I was like,
yeah.
I wonder if that's like a nod to Black Mirror.
They like to do that.
Because,
so.
You know, I mean, Black Mirror, of course, is on Netflix. El Camino Netflix. They put little guys in red shirts in the sand with the tarantula. Oh, man. And the tarantula was, they said that tarantula might have been the tarantula from the kid who he killed.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, so it's a look on another videos on kind of Easter eggs and stuff like that. You'll have a lot of them. You saw Bryan Cranston come back in
flashbacks. Yeah.
Yeah, in a flashback.
They pretty much sealed that he's dead.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He could didn't show.
No, no, yeah, no. He's dead because all the news was talking about.
Yeah, unless the news was lying, he got it.
Yeah,
it was reported. He was
fake
gone.
News.
And the Lydia and that Lydia chick is.
Oh yeah, she gone.
In Houston, she's in a hospital, not expected to live.
Yeah. So yeah, it's it's a good. Oh, man.
It ties up a lot of loose ends.
It ties up a lot of loose ends, what a lot of people are talking about. So what happens to Jesse?
It makes Jesse a very sympathetic figure.
Yeah, because this man got tortured, and then Todd was pretty much like, hey. And then,
I need you to help.
you know what it reminded me of Game of Thrones, Reet. Because had a gun in his hand.
Yeah, he could have killed him
and left, but the problem is
broken.
That and they would have came after the kid.
Eventually, yeah, they would have tried to find him, but yeah.
No, they would have came after that kid.
Brock, yeah. The kid.
So it's a whole thing. You should really watch it, but it's.
They promised him pizza.
what kind of pizza? You like pepperoni, man. Yeah, so he looked like a beaten dog, and it reminded me of Reek from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. I didn't think about that, but
yep.
I just Jesse was drugged through this whole thing anyway. He was just
yep.
The neighborhood dime.
You know how he cooked his meth? He put a little cayenne in it because that's his flavor.
He was an idiot.
Yeah, he was an idiot. Well, now he's free in Alaska. So
so far, yeah, as far as we know.
Until El Camino 2 comes out. The son of Pinkman.
I wouldn't mind seeing him. Tie loose ends with some of the other characters. I'd like to see Skinny Pete and Badger's story.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. They're side characters. I like that the main characters, all the main characters were pretty much done for.
Yeah, I can't think of anybody because even Uncle Jack and his gang is gone.
Yeah.
All the bad guys are gone.
Yeah. and he's free.
Jesse outlived him.
But that's just us. What do you guys think?
Think about Jesse.
Comment down below on what you guys think about anything that we talked about. What do you guys think of? Are you guys going to get Disney Plus? No? Yes?
Why not?
I know. Well, yeah, I know I am.
Or just have a friend that has it so you can.
Just mooch off his thing. Did you see also Netflix might be losing $500 million a year for people sharing their passwords?
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Oh, no, I don't doubt it either. But other than that, comment down below, see what you guys think. And while you're down there, hit that like button and that subscribe and that bell icon because that bell icon actually. Every time. That bell icon actually lets you know every time we release a video. So I think that's it from us. We didn't talk about a lot, but we talked about a lot about little. So
we talked about the cool stuff.
Yeah, only the cool stuff because we are cool. And my name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I am Troy, also with Talk Nerdy.
We will see you nerds next week.
Later, nerds.
Later, nerds. Bye.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.